Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast, featuring James Creviston and Luke LaCoy. Yeah, we're about to get clean up in here, so clean your mouth out with a bar of soap and get ready for the Clean Comedy Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm James Creviston, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Luke LaCoy. See, I usually never mess that up, and today I did mess it up. I almost never mess that up. I feel like now I'm like, the thing is, my brain's fried.
Well, that you makes know. Two of us.
Yeah? Why is your brain fried?
Or three of us.
Or three of us. Well, that's the other thing. So we'll introduce our other guest today, Mr. David Ross. David?
Woohoo! Hey, how's it going?
But Luke, why is your brain fried?
Because we live in California and the weather is hotter than normal and the traffic is terrible like normal.
Yeah, so that's just normal though. But like, I mean, mine's burnt out because I wrote a 50-page screenplay that I turned into somebody today. I wrote, I can't talk about all of it, but I wrote a new series for somebody that I just turned in 8 episodes last night, or it's actually 7 episodes, and then I had to rewrite an episode, and I turned 8 in yesterday, and then I also had to turn in a couple other things, and then I just got an offer to write 32 episodes of like a little animated series. So
wow,
it's chaos right now, and I'm trying to figure out how to balance all this and do all the stuff. And I've been writing jokes, but I have not been performing lately. So Friday we're going to perform, and I'm, like, super nervous because I haven't performed in, like, I don't know, 10 weeks, I think.
Uh-oh.
That's a long time. That's way too long. I got to get back out there. But I've been writing so much, I can't do it. So, David, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing great. So you're doing all your writing on Fiverr?
Not all of it on Fiverr. I did some of it for a production company in L.A., stuff like that. But, yeah, a lot of writing's happening on Fiverr, and they just keep – I keep raising my rates, and people are like, yeah, I'll pay that. And I was like, what's happening right now? Like, I don't know. So it's good. I mean, it shows, one, that people are willing to pay for quality, and I'm hoping that I am quality enough for them. But it's also very frightening, because then you go, am I worth this? Am I worth what they're paying me? Because I had those doubts this week when I was writing the 50-page thing, and it wasn't something that was in my wheelhouse. It wasn't a comedy. It was like a Black Mirror-type thing. And so it's a little sci-fi, a little dark or whatever and stuff. And I was like, and I told the person, I was like, hey, I'm not a, this is not for me. Like, I don't do this. I do comedy. I do like, workaholics or The Office or, you know, what I don't do Black Mirror. But they're like, no, you're the guy. And I was like, so I went like really high. I was like, all right, well, it's going to be this much. And like, yeah, okay. And I was like, oh, come on, man. Like, I was really hoping I was scared of away. And then once I committed to it, I couldn't back out of it. So it's like, all right, well, you just got to do it. That's the thing. That's what comedy's all about. That's what moving forward in life is all about. Was like, once you commit to it, you got to do it. Like, you can't quit, you know?
Absolutely. You can't quit. Yeah. You got to keep on trucking along.
Exactly. So what have you been up to?
Stuck in traffic. Oh, yeah. it's out here. It's died down a little bit. Still, writing a lot, and I've been doing a lot of writing as well, so you know, listening to music and writing, and I wrote some stories and wrote out some different things, and you know, getting ready for September. We have that show in September, the sketch comedy show.
Yeah,
that's in September, so I've been working a lot on that.
And when you guys start practicing those sketches, like how soon you start practicing them?
Yeah, that'll be probably next week.
Nice.
Yeah, so it'll be getting moving along here pretty quick and excited. That's pretty exciting. And also, I write stories too, and I send them to a comedian friend of mine, Dusty Slay. Actually, right before you called, I was just watching the interview Joe Rogan with Jim Gaffigan about how he got his Amazon special that's coming out on Amazon. I don't know if it came out on Friday or it's coming out this Friday.
It's coming out this Friday.
It'll
be August. If you're listening to this in the future or in the future, because you will listen to it in the future. I don't know how you would listen to it any other way. it comes out on August 16th.
August 16th, yeah. So he's talking about that Amazon deal that he's getting into and how, you know, he's like excited to start treading on some new ground. It was really interesting interview. I was just enjoying that, and how he was talking about Netflix and how it's like a swimming pool with a lot of floaties in there. So I didn't really follow that analogy, but it sounded kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the future is like even I think Luke and I talked about this before. That's one of the things is now the future is you try to take control of your. I mean, it's good that Amazon paid for his special, but you're going to see, especially with Amazon, you can put up your own stuff. So if you have your own movie that you made, like a small movie or a show, like maybe David Studebaker show, David's Ark or something like that, or you record your own stand-up special, you can upload it to Amazon and make money off of it. So there's royalties to be made, just like uploading an ebook or anything else on Amazon. You can do stuff like that. So that's the future. As comedians, we have to be comedypreneurs. We have to basically be in charge of our own destiny. We have to say, hey, this is what we want to do. This is how we want to make money. And we can make those things, and we can make the money off of it. And that's kind of where the Clean Comedy Hour is going, and the Clean Comedy Podcast and all stuff. It's like, we're going to get to a point where we're creating and producing our own stuff, and we're going to, you know, put it on Amazon or put it on Vimeo or YouTube or whatever it is and monetize that, because you're the master of your own destiny.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's very fun. So it's fun to hear about the future of comedy. I like that word that you use, a comedypreneur.
Yeah, comedypreneur. Because, you know, it sounds like comedy manure. You know, like, but it's because here's the thing, like, comedy has so many levels. Like, you know, if you think about all the different comedians out there, there's none that are, yeah, there's people that are similar, but nobody is exactly the same. There's not, and there's a type of comedy for every kind of person. Right. If you like angry screaming people, there's like Lewis Black. If you like, you know, weird kind of stuff, there's Louis C.K. If you like mundane nitpicky stuff, there's Jerry Seinfeld. If you like, weird hunting stories and whatever, there's Joe Rogan. If you like guys who take their shirt off, there's Burt Kreischer. You know, there's literally everything for everyone. And so
I'm into guys that take their shirt off.
Then you'll love the machine, Burt Kreischer. That's the guy.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. We've seen a special. He's very funny. I listened to his podcast. I think he just started a new podcast, Two Bears, One Cave. So pretty funny. And that's right. You know, there's something. That's what I was just talking to my wife about. You know, like. With Jim Gaffigan, you know, how he's a certain type of comedian, and how, you know, other people, they might just, you know, not care what they watch and just put on anybody. But with him, I like, you know, especially with my kids and stuff, like a good, clean comedian. And I think that's where, you know, he can, that's like his niche, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard him do some, a little bit of Blue, like his earlier stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool. And yeah, real busy down here. A lot of things looking like for September. August has been kind of slow. I haven't been doing too much stand up open mics in like a couple weeks either, but
yeah, I need to get back in it. We have a journey coming up, don't we, Luke?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Luke and myself and Mr. David Studebaker. Can we announce this? Are we allowed to announce this, Luke?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, to preface this, David's Ark, David of David's Ark, David Studebaker, won the Best Director Award at the Oregon Documentary Film Festival over the weekend.
Wow.
And so we've been accepted into bigger festivals.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Big Apple.
There you go.
We're going to go to the Big Apple for a little while, and we're going to be there for like, I don't know, it's like 5 days or something like that. We're going to go there, and we're going to do some stuff. So if you're a comedian in the Big Apple area, hit us up. We're probably gonna record some stuff while we're there. We're definitely gonna try to do some stand up. So if you know, have some shows, need some people on, hit me up, and or hit Luke up, or hit even David Studebaker up. And we're definitely excited to go and stuff. I'm gonna try to eat as much pizza. I'm trying to eat my body weight in pizza while we're there.
When are you going?
when did it go out? September. I don't remember the days anymore. It's my phone. I think
September.
Yeah, mid September. Yeah.
Did you live in the Big Apple at some point, James?
No, gosh, no. Oh, come on. They shoot me up and spit me out there. I'm not made for that place. I love it though. I love that you can go anywhere, on a little tight tin can under the city in like 5 minutes. Like, you walk down the street, people want to hit you with their cars or yell at you or whatever. You go in this tin can and ride with a bunch of people, and nobody cares that you're jostling up against them, So it's an awkward place, but I like it. I like that place. So, and I like that there's pizza. Literally, there's more pizza places than there are Starbucks in that place. You just every corner. Like, I haven't had this slice yet. I'm gonna have this one. Oh, and there's one over here. I gotta go over here. I gotta go across the street and get that guy's stuff. So that'd be most of my time just buying pizza slices of pizza.
This one has cheese.
This one has a rat carrying it. I'm gonna go get that one. So I actually had pizza at the place. That's from the opening of Louis's old show. So the pizza place where he stops and gets pizza at the beginning of his opening of his show, I got pizza there before when I was last time I was in New York. So I'm a nerd like that. But so what's your writing process, David? Like, you've been saying you've been writing more stuff. What's your writing process? Like, do you set time aside? Do you just do it when you feel like it? Like, what's your writing process?
Yeah, whenever I have an idea that pops in my head, or whenever I'm sitting around and thinking of funny things, or if I write, think of something funny, like during the day, I'll just like jot down that idea. And then when I come home later, I'll elaborate on it and I'll build more, and I'll think about it more, and I'll have more time to like really build on it. And I'm doing my jokes, pretty much like a setup punch style. So I've just, set up punch and then I break it down, I'll put a big story and then I'll just cut it down and I'll figure it out piece by piece and how it fits into my act. So
nice.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm really writing a lot of jokes about my family and kids and different things. Even I had an interview last week. I got some jokes out of that. I just had them laughing the whole time in the interview, and I didn't get the job, which is fine.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. I mean,
what was their reason? Did they give you a reason? They're like, sorry, we don't hire comedians here. It's not a
right. It's a points thing. So I just didn't get enough points. Mm. Like they asked me some weird questions. They were like, why is the manhole cover round for the manhole? And I didn't know the answer to that. And the answer was so that the round hole will fit over the round cover. That's the answer. And then they were like, what are four different types of dirt? And I was like, I'm not a farmer. I don't know. I was like, dirt. Or they said, what are four different ground types? And I was like, dirt. Rock, caliche, and manure. I was like, I don't know. I'm not a farmer. So I didn't.
What were the right answers? Did they tell you the right answers?
No, they never did. But I was like, oh, this other guy gave me all the answers already. So I got him in all kinds of trouble. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I didn't get one answer right. How do they think that you gave me all the answers? I didn't even get one answer right. And he was hilarious. Yeah, well, he said that they're going to give me some sort of sock treatment or something like that. The beat down sock. He was going to beat me down with socks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket? You ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
Well, I have, yeah. But
do you remember when they hold down the blankets on Francis and then they beat him with the socks?
Oh,
they put a bar soap in the sock. We did that in
the
game one time.
Oh,
now that I'm out, I can admit that, because there's no charges. I think there's like a statute of limitations on that stuff, but
I'm really looking forward to that. So.
You don't sleep anywhere near him. He's not gonna like break into your house and like hold you down and beat you with a sock full of soap. That'd be weird.
Oh yeah, I have to be asleep at work. Yeah, I never
so,
do that.
So do you like set? Do you set time aside, or do you just like? Is there like a time of day? Like, okay. So,
yeah.
Like, Saturday is my day where I, like, literally, I go and run some errands in the morning, and then from, like, 11 or 10 to, like, I don't know, 2 or 3, I write. I just do writing project stuff. So, granted, I do probably what you do, and, like, write things down on the side. Like, I have notes on my phone, so I'll write, like, little ideas. Like, I wrote something today earlier. But do you like actually set like this is the time I'm going to write for this day every week or this day every this hour every day or something like that? Do you have something like that?
Yeah, I try and just write every day. I try and just write for 10 minutes every day, either first thing in the morning or at night, you know, or even sometimes I'll write in the morning and at night. So, you know, 20 minutes a day. But I try and write some, just a few, even just words. I just start writing in the morning and I just write for 10 minutes. And I got a whole notebook full of stuff that could be material, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll read over it, like, you know, when I'm bored, and I'll just read a page. I'm like, man, there's nothing really funny there, you know. So you never know. It could. Sometimes things can work into a good joke if I think of another idea that goes with something else that I've written earlier, you know, in the future. I think so. I just try and write. I set a timer, so I just try and write for 10 minutes every day. And then either like first thing in the morning when I wake up or right before I go to bed at night when it's quiet, you know, because, you know, I have kids and stuff and it can get loud in my house and it's hard to think. So, yeah. So
Luke, what about you? Do you write, do you set time aside to write?
I wish I would, but I don't.
I'm gonna make you write on the plane. I'm gonna be like, all right, this whole plane flight, you're gonna write.
I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. No,
that'd be terrible, actually. That would not be a fun plane flight.
I need that kind of discipline in my life. So
yeah, dude, I have to make time for it because I have to. Like, I and that's the thing is, I love deadlines. I love when there's a deadline because it forces me to get stuff done. If it was like, yeah, just do it whenever, I'll never get it done. Like, I have outlined scripts and all kinds of stuff. It's like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I just, because I don't have a deadline, I don't have anything against the wall, like, I never do it.
Yeah.
I don't have deadlines really for anything. So you're right. If I don't put deadlines or if I don't have
Well, that goal. Sketch thing that you're doing, there's a deadline on that, right? You have to have certain sketches done by certain times so you guys can do it. So do you feel like you work better when you have that little bit of pressure on you?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it done, you know, and I'm ready for whenever we meet every week, you know. I feel like that little bit of pressure helps me to stay focused and to work a little bit on it every day before we meet. And so I wanted to tell you guys I'm working on a short film myself, a comedy film.
Awesome.
It's called Gerardo, and it means gardener. So it's actually it started off with me in my backyard, you know, doing some gardening with a weed eater and a leaf blower, and I was doing the Adam Sandler with it, you know.
Yeah.
My wife kind of got it on video, and I was like, this is my guy, this is who I am Gerardo. And then I was like pretending like I was just looking, or I wasn't pretending, I was actually looking out my window and imagining myself outside in my backyard, like pruning some rose bushes, and, you know, so it's like me looking at me, who is the gardener. Me, I am the gardener Gerardo, and, you know, and I'm very fascinating. I have a long story to tell about how I got into gardening and how I became the Gerardo of everybody's dreams, you know. You know, like, the pool guy gets so much credit, but really Gerardo, he's Habanero is actually how you say it. Habanero. It's just fascinating.
That's awesome. And you already started writing it?
Yeah. I mean, I just wrote Habanero, the gardener, in parentheses. After that, I don't have much after that. Yeah. It's going really great. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's real hot. It's going to be very popular. I can feel it.
There you go.
I got an orange tree here. It's not ready to be pruned yet, but we could pick some oranges off of it early. They're green, but, you know, you never know what habanero is going to get into. So, you know, he might just come at you kind of like, you know, I need a glass of water, you know, because he's thirsty.
That's funny.
And, you know, you can't deny anybody water in Arizona. So if he's knocking on your back door and asking for water, you have to give it to them. It's like a law. Is that a law in California? You have to, if somebody asks you for water, you have to give it to them?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a law here. So
you don't want to drink California water anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, right. I mean, that's kind of what I'm working on. It's pretty funny.
Awesome.
For the sketch comedy, I wrote a script about we have a little famous painter here. His name is Joe Pagic, and he paints all these big murals all over the town. And I wrote a sketch about him, and he was taking lessons from Bob Ross. And Bob Ross, he's not even a painter in the sketch. He's a used car salesman, and he's trying to convince, you know, this painter, this inspiring young painter who wants to paint. He's trying to convince him to give it up and to get into used car sales. So,
no, that's funny.
Yeah, nice. So, yeah, writing different things for that. It's very funny.
All right, but, well, where can people find that information to come see your sketch comedy show or find out more about what you're doing? Where can they
Yeah, it's mostly, like, there's a lot of ads on Facebook. It's Keep Tucson Sketchy or KTS. Sounds sketchy. Yeah, KTS. yeah, it's just popping on. I think it's mostly just advertised right now on Facebook. So you can look that up on the Facebook. Keep Tucson Sketchy. It's gonna be a hot show. You know, we'll see what happens. And I think that's Dusty Slay's gonna have me come up to Phoenix, I think, next month and have me do a guest set with him. So.
He's so awesome. Like, you gotta like
he's a Fallon guy. He's
I love Fallon.
Yeah, did you see him on Fallon the last time?
Actually, I listened to his podcast. Yeah. I love him. So, like, that's awesome. I have reached out to him. I'm gonna try to get him on the podcast. So we'll see. So if you put in a good word for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's always going to California. I'll tell him to get on out there and do your podcast or, you know, whatever, how he does it from Nashville. But yeah, he's very funny. He's a good friend, so I appreciate him putting him on his show next
That's
month.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I send him stories all the time, and sometimes he reads them, like the first on his first podcast of this year. There's a story that I wrote that I sent to him about when I got a DUI. So yeah, check it out.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
All right, where else?
We'll find you, James.
That's the best. Okay. All right, Luke, how about you? Where can people find you?
At the ArizonaHabanero.com.
All right. Hot and arrow. You gotta roll your tongue. Hot and arrow.
We're white.
We can't do that.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I can't do that.
You can only say poutine. You can't say, like, the other stuff. Like, nothing else. Weird. All right. So, Luke, where can people find you?
LaCoy Comedy
and all this stuff. All right. And, David, where can people find you?
They can find me at the David Ross Comedy Guy.
All right.
I added the guy thing.
Nice. Yes. And then I'm at James D. Creviston on my website. You can go to jamesdcreviston.com. There's stuff up there, links to scripts I wrote, links to things. When new things come out, when this other show comes out and stuff comes out, I'll post it on there so people can look at it. But a lot of stuff coming. And get excited, people. We are excited. And so good luck to you, David. We'll look forward to talking to you. Put in a good word to Dusty Slay for us. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Oh, one more thing. I see a lot of people listening from all over the place. If you're listening, shoot us an email, right? If you're listening and you're getting value out of this, shoot us an email. I'm seeing a lot of people listening. We're having lots of downloads every month. We're making some charts in some places, like in India and stuff. I think I'm saying that right. Hopefully I am. So I know it's in Africa. That's all I know. But we're like number four there, number five, comedy interview podcast and stuff. Like, so let's not. We got to take a road trip there, Luke. That's where we got to go next. You got to go there and do comedy.
I'm down.
Yeah,
I would go with you on that one.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll make it a show. We'll get Dusty Slay to go with us too. Dave Studebaker, Dusty Slay, David Ross, Luke LaCoy, James Creviston coming in India. We're gonna blow it up. I mean, not blow it up like a bad way. Not like do damage. But, you know, not that goes. Where's your good stuff? All right, thanks everybody for listening. Leave us good reviews on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to us. Leave us good reviews, and also, if you don't want to listen to us here, I'm also posting all these on my YouTube, so you go ahead and listen there. So if you're at work and you want to skip work and not do work, you can listen to it through your computer at work, and maybe your boss will enjoy it too. Maybe you'll get a laugh out of it, and then you won't get a promotion or raise either. All right, thank you guys so much for listening, and have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.